And joining us in studio is Brian Morrison. Brian, of course, from Grand Portage, a fabulous guitarist, primarily jazz guitarist. Welcome back to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
You were here like in September, I think.
Yeah, it was recently.
Nice to have you back. I was thinking, and I want to get to the music right away, because you do, the stuff that you do is so creative and I think really unique, for particularly for up here. But everybody, it seems to me, musician or otherwise, has somebody that they have influenced them as they're growing up, as they were developing their craft. Right. Who was that for you? Maybe there were more than one.
Well, I guess I consider myself a Jimmy Page disciple, actually.
Disciple.
And, yeah.
Sounds like the 60s we forgot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And see, but my guitar teacher when I was 14, his name, Dave Peterson, and he liked Mahavishnu John McLaughlin. And he played acoustic guitar with a certain technique, which I learned from him. And I always considered Dave as a kind of like a John McLaughlin disciple.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And, but let's see, I heard Wes Montgomery, of course, mm-hmm. and then Joe Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Pass was the one that showed me that jazz really can be played on the guitar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He was amazing. Mm-hmm. I heard him in concert at the Ordway one time.
Oh.
It was a very special experience.
Wow. Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it would have been in the... I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Late 80s maybe. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so that kind of helped you then develop the style and almost kind of gave you permission to do stuff that you wanted to do.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Let's get to some music, though.
Okay.
What are you going to start us out with?
Let's see. I'll play a favorite of mine, a late favorite. It's called Stella by Starlight.
Sounds good. Brian Morrison here at the Roadhouse on the Shore.
Thank you.
Rian Morrison, Stella by Starlight. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
That's just great. Love listening to you play. And as I was listening to you play that, and you said that's kind of a late favorite for you, what do you look for, or what appeals to you in a song where you say, I want to put that in the repertoire, I want to make that part of what I play?
When I learn the song, when I connect the the chords with the scales,
okay,
and I learn what scales go with the chords.
So it's really not something that you think about as much as you feel.
Well, I think that I've been listening to jazz all my life, and so. I think that like this song here, Stella by Starlight, I discovered the scales that go with these chord changes.
I got you.
And when I discovered that, then I realized that, you know, I mean, I made a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And the connection was that all my life I've heard these scales.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
And then I suddenly knew what they were.
Yeah.
And it worked. Yes.
Super. I want to talk about your guitar too, but I want to hear another tune first.
Oh, okay. Great. All right.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Let's see. I will play one that I just learned recently, this week actually. It's called
that is recently.
Watch What Happens.
Well, and we will. We'll also listen.
Thank you.
Brian Morrison. That was beautiful. Really glad you were able to come in tonight. Now,
thank you.
You got a Gibson guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that guitar set up, or tell me how it's different than perhaps a guitar that you might use to play some different type of music, or is it?
Not really. It's
okay.
Just a real nice guitar.
Okay.
It's well built. It's well constructed.
Yeah.
It's a solid top.
How about strings? Do you string it differently depending on the kind of music you play?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I use flat wound.
Flat wound.
Flat wound strings. Yes. They're smoother. They're mellower sounding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's what Wes used.
Yes. More importantly, yes. It's what Wes.
No,
Wes
it used. They're heavy. They're heavier strings. I have 12s on them, and guitar pros will know what that means.
12s. Okay.
They're
12s.
Sort of heavy.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, on my, I use 12s on my acoustic. I use 10s on my electric.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And do you? I'm assuming you do play jazz on your acoustic.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
sure.
So it's just all just different type of sound that you're doing.
But I do a lot of strumming,
kind of
strumming music, and I Celtic.
I
do the Celtic thing.
And tonight, as you were last time, you're using, and I'm going to get the name of this wrong. It's kind of like a loop, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you lay down kind of like a track.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then that provides the background for you as you start to do your music.
That's right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You're enjoying using that.
I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little time. Can you do another one for us?
I can. And I guess I'll play a fun one called Secret Agent Man.
Johnny. Secret Agent Man.
That's a while ago. Johnny. You got the Johnny right.
I think it's Johnny.
Yep.
Well, that'll be the first.
I should know that.
Small change pop quiz small change question, trivia question.
Good one. All right.
Okay, well, Secret Agent Man.
Here we go.
Brian Morrison here at the Roadhouse. Thank you. secret agent, Johnny Rivers.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny Rivers, secret agent man.
Of course,
man.
Yes.
This, however, was done by Brian Morrison. Much better, I think, than originally.
Much better than originally.
So, no, that was great. Now, I know you've got, you've done several CDs.
Okay.
Haven't you?
I've done one.
One.
Official.
One official CD.
Yes, and many basements.
Many unofficial
CDs. Yes, many unofficial. Yeah. 50, maybe.
50.
Yeah.
Now, the official one, though, is that available for purchase? Can people
No, it's sold out. Yeah,
get
we're gonna no.
Is it really? Well, wonderful.
Well, we only had a few. No, I only had a box of them made. But no, we're actually getting that back in circulation.
Oh, good.
Here.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great because I'm sure people. Yeah. Well, obviously, if that's sold out, people would like to get it. Well, people can stay tuned. Now, are you doing any performing in the near future?
I am performing tonight.
Oh, you are tonight.
Yep.
Where?
Grand Portage Lounge.
The Antlers Grand Portage Lounge.
Yep.
What time?
9 to 12.
9 till 12. 12. Okay.
Yep.
So that'll be tonight. And so if you're interested in catching some good music, there'll be plenty of time to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop up and see.
Oh, and I did want to mention my website, briandmorrison.com.
B-R-I-A-N-D.
Yes.
M-O-R-R-I-S. O-N.
Yep.
One F.
That's it.
Before you go, can we get one more from
One more tune. Wow.
That would be great if you could.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Something that's not too long?
Okay. Not too long. Okay.
There's pressure. There's pressure.
All right. Okay.
Fantastic. Brian Morrison. Brian, again, thank you so much for taking time to come in. It was a
delight
to have you here. I love your music. And catch him tonight at the lounge at Grand Portage Lodge and Casino, 9 till midnight.
Midnight, yes.
Great.
There it is.
Come back again soon.
Okay,
thank you.